Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Understanding Data Types and Structures. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Data Analytics in the Data Analytics and SQL for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore key topics such as the distinction between qualitative and quantitative data, common data structures like tables and arrays, and the importance of data types in analytics. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between various data types and their applications in analytics, equipping you with essential knowledge for effective data analysis. Main content: qualitative versus quantitative data. Data can be broadly categorized into two types, qualitative and quantitative. Understanding these categories is crucial for effective data analysis, as they inform how you collect, analyze, and interpret data. Qualitative data refers to non-numerical information that describes characteristics or qualities. This type of data is often subjective and can be used for categorization purposes. For example, customer feedback about a product might be qualitative data, describing the experience in terms of satisfaction, usability, or overall impression. Qualitative data is often collected through interviews, surveys, or open-ended questions. In contrast, quantitative data is numerical and can be measured and analyzed statistically. This data type is objective and allows for precise calculations and comparisons. Examples of quantitative data include sales figures, website traffic counts, or customer demographics such as age and income. Quantitative data can be collected through structured surveys, experiments, or automated data collection methods. Understanding the difference between these two data types helps you choose appropriate analytical approaches. For instance, if you're assessing customer satisfaction, qualitative data might reveal deeper insights into customer experiences, while quantitative data can highlight trends and patterns. Common data structures. Data structures are formats used to organize and store data, making it easier to access and analyze. The most common data structures include tables and arrays, which you will encounter frequently in data analytics. Tables are a widely used data structure, resembling spreadsheets where data is organized in rows and columns. Each row represents a record, while each column represents a specific attribute of that record. For instance, a customer table might have columns for customer ID, name, email, and purchase history. Tables are advantageous because they allow for easy comparison of data and can be manipulated using database management systems or tools like Excel. Arrays, on the other hand, are a collection of elements, typically of the same data type, stored in a contiguous block of memory. In a programming context, arrays can be used to store lists of numerical data or strings. For example, an array could store daily sales figures for a month, allowing you to perform calculations or analyses across that dataset. Arrays provide a structured way to handle multiple data points efficiently. Choosing the right data structure is essential, as it impacts how you manipulate and analyze your data. For example, if you're working with a large dataset that requires complex queries, a table structure might be more effective than an array for organization and retrieval. Additionally, understanding how to convert data between these structures can enhance your data manipulation capabilities. Importance of data types in analytics. Understanding data types is vital for effective analytics because it influences how you interpret and derive insights from data. Each data type has specific characteristics that dictate the methods of analysis you can apply. For instance, when analyzing qualitative data, you may use techniques like thematic analysis or content analysis to identify patterns and trends. This approach can provide rich insights into customer opinions and behaviors, which can inform marketing strategies or product developments. Conversely, when working with quantitative data, statistical methods such as regression analysis or hypothesis testing are often employed. These methods can quantify relationships between variables and establish causal links, which are invaluable for making data-driven decisions. Moreover, incorrect assumptions about data types can lead to poor analyses. For example, applying statistical tests designed for quantitative data to qualitative data can yield misleading results. Therefore, Knowing how to classify and handle different data types is crucial for accurate data interpretation and decision-making in analytics. In summary, the importance of properly understanding data types extends to ensuring that analyses are not only valid but also reliable. Misinterpretations can lead to flawed strategies, impacting overall business performance. Therefore, investing time in learning about data types will pay dividends in your analytical pursuits. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the essential distinctions between qualitative and quantitative data, the common data structures utilized in analytics, and the importance of understanding data types for effective analysis. By grasping these concepts, you are better equipped to analyze data accurately and derive meaningful insights that can drive business decisions. In the next lesson, we will delve deeper into data collection methods and best practices, further enhancing your analytical skills. Reflection questions: how would you apply qualitative data analysis techniques to improve customer feedback processes in your business? In what scenarios would you prefer using tables over arrays for data organization, and why? Reflect on a time when you misinterpreted data due to misunderstanding its type. What would you do differently now?